This is Talking Business.
Well, our next interview is a double header with Edith and Tony Parhammer, owners and managing directors together of Parhammer Windows and Doors. Now, you, Edith, were the Manufacturer of the Year last year. And I think, don't think that's the only award you've won, is it?
We were very honoured to be given that award, Small Manufacturer of the Year in Victoria. But over the years, we have received many awards for our products, as well as us individually, and also helped many architects receive awards for their buildings that they've built.
Yes, right. So what is it about the products, Tony, that has led to so many awards? What have you done?
Well, I guess 28 years ago when we came to Australia,
From Austria,
yes. So we tried to build our own home and a comfortable home. We found there was a lack in windows like we were used to from Europe. And so we thought it might be a great idea.
That's because it doesn't get quite so cold here.
Oh, well, not really. Like Ballarat has probably more days we require heating than Salzburg. And I can prove that in figures. We don't get the extremes. And obviously, energy costs are much lower in Australia, and there's no push from the government to improve sustainability as much as it happened in Europe in the 70s and 80s. That's the background why things are a little bit different over in Europe than here. That's the background why over there they have more energy-efficient products, I guess, and here in Australia we are still limping behind a little bit. But, well, when we came here, what we wanted to do is make windows for our own house, and we thought there might be a business opportunity, and thank God we didn't know. It took about 15 years until we could make a living from windows. We did kitchens, cabinet, whatever, came along to bite our way through, and
you're a cabinet maker by trade, yes. And you did that.
Back onto the workbench again, and I did everything necessary during the day. I tried to make products, and in the evening I did either quotes or went to clients, and the whole caboodle, like every small business initially does. And
of course. So, Edith, it's more than double glazed windows, though, right? I mean, it's fundamentally double glazing, right?
It's double and triple glazed windows and doors.
Oh, you've got triple glazing
as well. And they are extremely energy efficient, not because of the glass only, but it also has to do with the framing and the sealing and the multi-point locking and so forth. So you have to have no drafts. As well.
Right.
Yeah, windows are a complex thing. So everyone thinks now about double glazed windows. What happened in the industry at the moment in Australia, people put double glazing in the window. The window hasn't changed fundamentally for the last 100 years, but it is suddenly a double glazed window. But the real thing, 60% of the energy loss in through a window is actually through draft, not the glass. But the industry, the easy bit to address it is putting double glazing in. But really what we did, we brought a new type of framing onto the market and wall double glazing.
How did you do that?
Well, we just copied what's been done in Europe. So we
don't
improve.
So you don't have drafty windows in Europe?
Generally not, because if you're going to passive houses, draft is the big thing. So here in Australia, the thing is when you have the waving curtains and what a snake on the bottom of the door to keep the draft out, all that shouldn't actually be necessary. The door should provide all that, not only...
You mean the door should fit?
The door should fit, they shouldn't be buckled, they should be airtight, all this sort of stuff, and secure on top of it. And the glazing, obviously, whether it's double or triple glazing, is just a small part of the whole thing.
Yeah. So with your windows, are the gaps between the glass larger than other windows?
In double glazing, we usually have 16 millimetre in between the glass. When we make triple glazing, it's mostly twice 12 millimetre. So the glass is quite thick, really, and our frames are also thicker so that they can accommodate the glass.
I presume the more air in there, the more insulation it provides.
Not quite. So the ideal air gap is somewhere between 12 and 22 millimetre. If it's less than 12 millimetre, the energy convects straight across. If it's more than 22 millimetre, you get convection inside the glass unit. So in both ends, it starts to get not as high performing. So it's a critical spot if you're somewhere in the 16 millimetre air gap range that gives you the best performance.
And it's actually not just air at the moment. It's argon gas filled usually.
Argon gas?
Yes.
Yeah, well, in Europe it's very competitive. They're going into krypton gas, which is a little bit lighter than argon again, and hence provides better insulation. Certainly, if you could vacuum...
Krypton?
Krypton, yeah.
You couldn't sell them to Superman then?
Yeah, well, it would be a problem here. So yeah, but I guess it's a much more competitive market in Europe, and you try to improve on the margins to be competitive, I guess. We don't have the problem out here as yet.
And Edith, you obviously didn't train as a cabinet maker. What was your background?
Oh, I trained as a fashion designer in the first place and did also office administration. Later on, I was teaching for a little while. And coming here, we made lots of kitchens in the early 90s to make a living. And so I did more training for a kitchen designer and lately also CAD and an MBA at the moment. So for fun.
Right, just for fun. So. And you're also running the website, of course.
I do all the marketing and PR for our company now, while at the very beginning I did the whole lot, all the office as well as also clean the shed sometimes.
So what do you think the secret of winning so many awards has been? Just simply the quality of the product?
I would say it is the quality of the product, because the product is different also. Has extremely good energy efficiency ratings, and we can make large items also. We have giants, which we call them, so sliding doors that are really, really large, and we can do them without any problem, and they run nice and easy and smooth.
You must have a fairly large factory then.
Well, we've got about more than 4,000 square meters of factory floor, so we have quite a sizable set up in the factory in the way of space and machinery. We're probably a bit over generous at the moment. We can double our production without needing extra square meterage. So, and our biggest emphasis is at the moment to do staff training and try to accommodate the growth we experienced. Like last year, we grew more than 25% in business, and while this year it seems to have leveled off a little bit, but there's certainly a big potential for growth, and we have the space and the equipment, the machinery to do so.
And you're finding there's plenty of demand for what you're doing?
While the market is growing, I think the market is growing much faster than the industry realizes. We see very much imports are becoming quite prevalent already, which I think is a big problem for the Australian industry, where the marketplace is already looking for better product than the wider industry is providing in Australia.
Yeah. Edith mentioned something about architects. You're helping architects to win awards as well. What do you mean by that?
We are, I think, in the marketplace, we are a little bit like a problem solver. So very often architects come, they have the great, nice design, and some of them ring up and say, well, I have this nice design, but I have a problem finding somebody who can build the windows or the facade for it, and they ask us whether we have a solution for the problem. And then we work very closely, like we did a hotel in Canberra, and we were very early involved in trying to execute a proper solution for that project. So very often we are very hands-on involved in the design phase and to come up with a solution for the project.
It isn't just drafts and insulation or keeping cold and heat out. You're also doing stuff about fires, according to your website. Tell us what you're doing about no fires.
Yes, after the devastating Black Saturday fires, we started looking into making windows and doors that are fire rated. And first we had Balfour, so the second highest level, tested and approved. And then with a lot of research and development, we managed to make windows and doors for flame zone areas, so that's the highest bushfire level.
I guess stepping back, we did bushfire windows already since 2000, but after the bushfires, then they said, oh, you can't use timber for bushfire windows anymore. But knowing from the European industry, one of the highest rated windows are timber windows, and we thought, well, in Australia, trees survive a bushfire and happily grow afterwards. Why wouldn't you use Australian timber in making bushfire windows? We were a little bit sort of laughed at in the beginning.
Yeah, well, so timber windows burn, don't they?
Well, they char, and the longer they char, the less they burn, obviously. So it's actually, we proved you know, the experts wrong, and we spent a fair bit of money and energy on testing to come up with products. But we were never in doubt that we would succeed to have a product. But the thing is, in Australia, there wasn't that much research in timber in bushfire areas. It was just assumed you just used aluminium or use steel and it will be fine because they obviously don't burn, although aluminium melts. And we sort of came out from a bit from a different angle and said, well, timber, while it might char, but it certainly doesn't burn in the long run.
Yeah, right. That's interesting. So what's the long-term future of your business, do you think? Just keep growing it?
Yes. Well, we certainly have planned for more growth. We have a very good, young, motivated team of people in our factory who we're certainly restructuring a little bit. We're looking at the next 10 years. Eventually, we have to retire. We're all getting a little bit older.
Do you have any children to take over the business?
My son, he's only 21, but he would like to take over the business. And so we're just doing processes and so forth to help him with the succession planning.
Yes.
So that's the challenge for the next year.
At least he hasn't got any siblings to argue
with. Well, it's a plus or minus, but we didn't have to pick the choice of picking someone.
Definitely a plus, I think. Definitely a plus. Well, it's great to talk to you both. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.
I'll be talking to Tony and Edith Parhammer, who are the proprietors of Parhammer Windows and Doors.